It's well worth lingering on this thought for a little while, that all our days are known and numbered by the Lord. Before I'd ever seen the light of day, the number of days you planned for me were already recorded in your book. I've now had more birthdays than I care to remember, and just recently I found this poem by one A.H. Frank, dated 1691. It's quoted in full in a book by Adolf Sophia, who was born in Budapest, the son of a Jewish merchant and converted. His book is a gem, and I highly recommend it to anyone who seeks the hidden life, because it's all about communion with God. It sums up our journey and our longing for our heavenly home. Here's an extract. Thank God that towards eternity another step is won. Oh, longing turns my heart to thee as time flows slowly on. Thou fountain whence my life is born, whence those rich streams of grace are drawn that through my being run. I count the hours, the days, the years that stretch in tedious line until, O life, that hour appears, when at thy touch divine whate'er is mortal in me now shall be consumed forever in thee, and deathless life be mine. So glows this love within this frame that, touched with keenest fire, my whole soul kindles in the flame in one intense desire to be in thee and thou in me, and even while I'm yet on earth to be still pressing close near. Oh, that soon I might thee behold and count the moments over. Ah, come, ere my heart yet grows cold and cannot call thee more. Come in thy glory for thy bride. She's girt herself for thee and waiteth at the door. Are you waiting at the door, longing for his appearance as the author of the poem? You can hear and feel his heart's cry, so similar to that of Madame Guyon in her poem. Still, still, without ceasing, I feel it increasing, this fervour of holy desire, and often exclaim, let me die in the flame of a love that can never expire. There is a reward, you know, for those who are longing for his appearing. 2 Timothy 4:8, The Voice. I look forward to what's in store for me, a crown of righteousness that the Lord, the always right and just judge, will give me that day. But it's not only for me, but for all those who love and long for his appearing. Something to think about again this morning. And that book by Adolf Sophia is called The Hidden Life. God bless you.